Hello and welcome back to A World Without with me, Chris.
And me, Jack. This is the podcast where we get into the hypothetical and discuss what we think would happen if something from our everyday lives suddenly stopped existing tomorrow.
Yes, we do. And today we're taking a look at what life might be like in a world without eggs.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Poor defenseless eggs, eh? They're like the epitome of delicate.
Yeah, they are. Well, depends which way you squeeze them, because isn't it if you squeeze them from the top, they're like indestructible or something?
That's true. They are. They have a secret hidden strength to them. But typically, they're pretty weak, right? They're the symbol of fragility.
When you're packing your shopping bag, they're the things you've got to really keep an eye on.
Exactly. You've got to make sure they're all vertical. They can't even, like, run away or anything. They can't even roll away very well from any danger because they're just all wobbly and they'll just like fall off the edge of whatever they're rolling down.
They're not designed with the most ergonomic shape to roll, are they? They're a bit all over the place.
No, considering that they hold something so precious to the mama bird, like you'd think that'd be a little bit easier to protect. Why haven't they got that big spikes on them and made of like super hard metal or something?
Yeah, that is a good point, because evolution's normally pretty good at that, isn't it? It's normally quite good at, like, you know, working out the best solution for every situation. It has just created something incredibly vulnerable that is incredibly important. It's like, how has that not evolved a bit better over time, you know?
It's like, I know, we'll just make the mother bird sit on it for a very long time.
I guess the problem is the bird needs to get out. So if it was impenetrable, then you've trapped the bird in there forever. So
trapdoor, mate.
Trapdoor, yeah. I don't think look, evolution's cool. It's done some wild stuff. But a trapdoor in an egg is maybe asking a bit much.
Maybe. Yeah, nature's not done very well with wheels and hinges. I don't think it really kind of does those.
Yeah. Mechanics, it's not quite got there yet, you know?
Yeah, unfortunately not. But, you know, the egg's never had a chance. Maybe another couple of years, maybe an evolution would have caught up and we would have started having some trapdoor eggs. But no, they have gone from the world because they've been picked on so unfairly. It's like, pick on someone your own size, world. Like a Christmas bauble or something. What else is fragile? A bauble and an egg could have like a fight, right? Who would win in a fight between those?
I think the bauble's got that.
You think it's still got it?
Yeah.
I think it's just all like show-offy. It's all glitzy and like, look at me, I'm all shiny and nice. And then actually...
Yeah, but the mental game's half the battle of a fight, right? Like, I think he's coming in, like, you know, showing off a lot more. I think the egg's running scared.
You think? Let's be honest. It's rolling away, probably.
And then he's laughing at it and rolling away. Look at him try. He's stumbling all over the place.
You're drunk, mate. Go home.
And he just feels even more embarrassed. And then he cracks and leaks everywhere. It's a whole thing.
Oh, that's the worst. But you're right, though. Yeah, the eggs can be really strong. Do you know how strong they can be?
I'm going to say very.
Very is a correct answer.
I wasn't really sure the metric, like, what... you want me to give you a metric of how many, like, Newton... tons or whatever they can take? I don't know. I don't even know. What's force?
What
force
is force?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's in Star Wars, I think. I don't know. It's something.
Yeah, that's what I know.
How much do you weigh? If that isn't a rude question.
Like 60 kilos, I think.
Oh, you, my friend, that is exactly how much an egg potentially could withstand. You can stand on an egg.
So I could make shoes out of eggs, is what you're telling me?
You could have egg shoes, yeah. One egg per leg.
One egg per leg. That's the catchline right there. Oh, wow. Look, we've done it many times, but that has got to be up there with the top five things we've got on this podcast. Egg shoes. One egg per leg. Oh, my God. Love it.
That's crazy. That's a crazy amount. Obviously, I'm sad because I can't stand on any eggs without breaking them.
How many eggs would you need? One and a bit?
I would need... I mean, an egg per leg would distribute it. That would be enough, actually, for me.
Oh, yeah. That's true, actually. Yeah, I only need one egg spread across. So I'm kind of doing like a pogo stick kind of vibe, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So you really can. You can walk along and you can lose one of your shoes and you're still good.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas me, I need both. I'm afraid.
You definitely need both. But yeah, because how does that work? The moment you like lift one leg up, you're putting all your weight on one. So yeah.
I have to kind of like shuffle along. Or if I use them as like wheels of like...
No, because then if they're rolling, they're on the side, which is the weak side.
Oh, that's true.
Like they always need to remain upright.
You're right. You're right. Yeah, I haven't thought this through.
And they don't roll that way at all.
Just imagine that you just like shuffling along on an egg now, like a tiny little... Beeble bopper or whatever they're called, right?
Yeah. But like, isn't it? Yeah, I don't think it's the most practical form of footwear, but it's good to know it's an option, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like chickens, other than the fact that they can't have children anymore, but I feel like they're going to be relieved in some way. Imagine pooping out a big egg like that, like twice a day.
Is that how many it is? Is it twice a day?
I think they can egg twice a day, yeah, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, wouldn't be my ideal situation. I mean, how relative size is it?
It's the same size as if we was to be trying to squeeze a mango, quite a big mango out of our body.
Oh yeah, that's bigger than the stuff I'm usually dealing with. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
You've had a big night if you're squeezing out a mango. Oh yeah, really?
A whole mango, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It does, however, answer the question of what came last. The chicken or the egg.
Right.
We may never know what came first, but the chicken definitely came last now. We know that. We know that. So let's assume the egg must have come first if the chicken came last.
It's only fair. That's a good way of balancing it, keeping a little bit of symmetry in the world. Yeah, I like it.
So the philosophers can finally put that one to rest, which is nice.
It doesn't answer the question, however, why did the chicken cross the road? Or does it? Because maybe the chicken was looking for its eggs that have gone missing now.
Yeah, they woke up in the morning, checked under them.
Thought, hang on.
Meant to be some eggs there. It went out for a little wander and died? Is that the basic premise of the joke?
I think that's a hilarious ending. Yeah, yeah. Why did the chicken cross the road? I don't know, but it just died. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Well, unless chickens, if you're listening, this is what happened to your egg. You don't need to go looking for it anymore. They've all gone, I'm afraid to tell you. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, or good news if you didn't like pooping them out twice a day. It's a lot of egg pooping. Do you think a chicken's ever listened to our podcast before?
I don't think for its own free will. I don't think it's ever put it on. But I think
you think there's some people forcibly making chickens listen to us right now?
No, not forcibly feels a bit too aggressive. I think there may have been some chickens who have passively listened to our podcast.
Right.
You know what? I'm actually not sure there is. Because if you're going to be listening to a podcast out and about, maybe in your garden, while you're tending your chickens, I reckon you're in headphones, aren't you? You're not blaring that out loud.
That's true.
And if you are blaring it out loud in your living room, I don't think many people are knocking around with a chicken in their living room. I'm sure there are some. But I think the crossover our audience... and people who listen to podcasts out loud in their living room that also have chickens. I don't think that Venn diagram overlaps at all.
It's quite a niche demographic, yeah, though, yeah. Yeah, that we're looking for.
Yeah, so I'm going to go quite confidently with no. But if you're listening, anyone, and you've got a chicken that's bopping along, listening, nodding, enjoying it, please do let us know.
Yeah, send a picture. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, we really actually genuinely would.
They are pretty handy, those eggs, that they come in their own packaging, right? Not many things do come in their own packaging. Maybe bananas as well, are the other one that comes to mind.
I was just about to say bananas. Yeah, it's the first thing that came to mind.
Both of them very thoughtful as things go that are pre-packaged.
Well, when does the packaging start? Because, I mean, you know, why does a... I guess you just don't eat it. So oranges, is that packaging?
Ooh, yeah, I guess anything you... peel, but for some reason, like a potato apple. Doesn't feel as much like packaging, yeah. Does it? Yeah, and an apple and stuff.
Yeah, so that's what, where's the line? How thick has the skin got to be until it becomes packaging?
Yeah, I definitely feel like an orange has thick enough skin to be called packaging.
Yes. I mean, an egg's shell is quite thin, I would say. I would say it's not much thicker than like an apple skin. I mean, it is, obviously, but it's not much.
Yeah, it's only going to be a couple of millimetres at most, isn't it?
So the line is very fine there between packaging and just skin, isn't it?
But yet we would sell apples on their own, whereas you still put eggs in a box.
It's the fragility thing again, isn't it?
Back to the fragility. Always with the fragility.
You're not going to get home and find your apples have leaked everywhere.
Yeah, no, that's true. Or you just made apple juice then at that point.
And honestly, I think that's a better situation.
You prefer the juice to the apples.
I'd always prefer the juice to the apples, yeah.
What else? There must be some other food that comes in its own packaging like that.
Although I disagree, because it's not very good packaging, is it? As we just said, it has to come with extra packaging on top of that to actually be any use.
This is true.
It's not great packaging.
Or is an egg carton just more to group your 6 eggs together or your 12 eggs together and that? Why do they always come in those numbers?
Yeah, what is that?
What's that all about? Supermarkets? What's the conspiracy there? I want 5 eggs, please.
Yeah, I think feel like 6 is a lot of eggs. I'll do 4, thanks. Although, maybe I'm wrong. That might not be universal in most places. I swear I've been to countries where they sell eggs in 4s.
Oh, you think it's a country-by-country thing? Yeah, maybe.
I think 6 is the standard. But I've definitely seen 10s. 10s are quite common.
You're right. I have seen 10s as well. Why? That's not a multiple of 6. What's going on? Who's picking these numbers? I get like an odd number is weird because it makes the packaging funny, but why not 8 eggs? Why not 4 eggs, like you say? Why can't I just go and buy 2 eggs at a supermarket?
Yeah, they should have individual barcodes on them as well. So, you know, like you can sometimes buy something in like a pack, like, you know, you can have like a 6-pack of drinks, but you can also just take one out and buy it individually.
Yes, yeah.
Why can't we do that with eggs? I just want the 1 egg, thanks.
That would be great. And you can print a barcode on an egg shell itself.
Yeah, they've already got the date on them, like the sell-by date on them.
Exactly. Right? So they were made to be sold separately.
Sometimes I just want a single egg, you know?
I just want to walk into a shop and buy an egg, please, and leave.
I don't have to be dealing with knowing what to do with 5 other eggs.
Ugh.
That's so much eggs. Yeah.
It's too much egg.
Favourite type of egg?
Chicken?
I meant preparation style.
Gotcha. Okay. Chicken is still my answer.
Yeah.
I like my eggs chicken prepared.
How would you like your eggs, sir? Chicken, please?
Exactly. That'll confuse them for a while.
That's what I'm going to say next time I get asked how I want my eggs. Chicken?
You're right. There are a ton of ways to cook eggs. Like, it's ridiculous. The chefs around the world have had a field day when it came to eggs as an ingredient.
Mm.
Them and potatoes, both of them together. If you have a meal with a potato and an egg, you can make a bajillion things. It is.
Yeah, the amount of variations and permutations of that meal combo is,
it's quite something. Yeah. I mean, even cake. Even cake has egg in it sometimes. Like, what? You wouldn't imagine you're eating a cake. You don't imagine there's egg in there. What?
Don't you?
I don't imagine there's egg in there. There's nothing eggy about a cake.
That's a good point. There isn't anything eggy about a cake. Yeah, if you think about it too hard, it is kind of gross that eggs are in cake, actually.
I'd be horrified. Imagine just cutting into a nice Victoria sponge and then there's some, like, scrambled egg just spilling out.
Oh, what flavour is this? Oh, egg flavour. Oh, no, no, thank you. I do not want this cake. You madman.
I'm sorry, but I had 5 extra ones. I didn't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
Got to put them in something.
You didn't answer, other than chicken, what your favourite type of egg was.
Yeah, sorry, I'm thinking about it. It might have to be scotched.
Oh, okay. I don't think that's one of the normal options, but I do respect it. I do really respect that as an answer. You're going to have a fry up. How would you like your eggs? Chicken and scotch, please.
I'm terrible going into a restaurant, me, man.
Yeah, they just roll their eyes. Oh, it's this guy again.
Throwing them for loops all over the place. I'm just messing with the system. I just don't want to roll with the punches like everybody else, no. I like scrambled.
No, keep with scotch. Scotch is a fantastic answer. I did not see it coming. You could have given me 6 guesses and I wouldn't have got to scotch.
Have you ever made scotch eggs?
No.
Hard. Tricky.
Is it?
Very hard.
How do you get the scotch to stick to the egg?
That's one of the things, the wonders of the world. I don't know. Mine often fell off.
It's just sausage meat and breadcrumbs.
It is, yeah. You get your egg, you soft boil it.
So you already cook the egg. You're not like trying to sort of put a raw egg inside of a, you know, get what I mean?
If you try and shove a raw egg inside... You're doing it right.
You're not like making a little hole and like injecting raw egg into it and then cooking that whole thing.
You know what? That could be a way of... I'm imagining you make like a... No, how would you get it out? I was going to say freeze a sausage sphere.
Yeah.
With a little hole in it. And then, yeah.
Yeah, how are you getting the hole in the inside? Yeah, that's...
But how are you getting the hole? Maybe a balloon. A little tiny balloon.
Yeah,
you blow
yeah.
a balloon up.
This does feel more complicated than just boiling the egg. I do see why they took that approach.
Yeah, it might be a bit easier. So, yeah, you boil your egg as soft as you can. Get it out. Wrap it in sausage meat.
No, hold on. Not as soft as you can. Because that's just raw egg.
Okay, as soft as is handleable still. If right. you don't want a hard boiled egg, you want a soft boiled egg to go in.
You want it so just about holds its shape.
Or just there's a little bit of like fear and tension there. That's what makes a good chef, is if you know just how soft your eggs can be to still handle them. Yeah, sausage meat them, maybe a little bit of an egg wash or something to make the breadcrumbs stick. So you're double egging at that point. And then deep fry it, and that will probably cook the egg a little bit more inside, hence why you wanted to soft boil it originally.
Yeah, and this is just generally an issue I have with cooking. How much better is that going to be than just buying a Scotch egg? You know what I mean? Like, just buy a Scotch egg.
I think I would always just buy a Scotch egg, yeah. Unless you're making them en masse and you have there's a factory out there that makes Scotch eggs. I would love to see its machinery doing its thing.
Oh, maybe they do it weird. Yeah, maybe they do inject it into it and like have like weird molds and stuff.
I don't think they do, because when you bite into a Scotch egg, it's still got like the white and the yellow are separated as soon as you're injecting anything. Unless you get the yolk and you freeze it in a ball and then you... No, I'm lost now.
Yeah, I don't think that works. I do think maybe just...
I think just cook an egg like normal.
Cook an egg. You are right now. Now I do want to know how a Scotch egg factory works, though, because I feel like they've always got weird ways of doing stuff when it's like factory made, because they're just like, you know, efficiency and stuff.
Yeah.
Because it feels like you can't individually... You're boiling eggs and then having a machine coat it in... Nah, I can't see that happening.
I want to watch an episode of How It's Made, Scotch Egg Edition.
Yeah, so do I now.
It'd be mesmerising.
If anyone knows how Scotch egg's made, let us know.
How do you like your eggs?
Poached.
Cool.
I mean, yeah, it depends, though, because, like, if I'm making it, I'm not doing a poached egg.
Poached eggs are also... There's all these ways of, like, you can swirl them, you can do this and that. But how do they never come out as pretty as when you get them made by a professional?
Yeah, I know what you mean. So, yeah, if I was making it, I'm not normally bothering with a poached egg. But if I'm getting to choose any type of egg, got to be poached.
Yeah, poached is up there on my list, I must say.
Worst?
Ooh. Century.
Pardon?
Century egg.
Pardon?
Have you ever seen a century egg before?
How are you... Like, as in 100 years?
Yep.
Never heard of it.
They're a delicacy in... It's somewhere in Asia, I think. I'm not entirely sure where, but it's basically like a... It's like a black egg because it's been fermented for so long.
Right. Then yes. I would, I guess, also pick that. Again, I was going with the standard sort of main vibe. chicken again being the assumed.
Guess how long it takes to make a century egg, by the way.
I'm just gonna go out on a limb and say it isn't 100 years, seeing as you're asking the question.
It's not.
12 days?
A little bit longer. It takes a month.
Okay. Well, they've really overestimated that, haven't they?
I think it's false advertising.
Yeah. Does it accumulate to like 100 hours? No.
There's no way. Any which way you chop it, they're lying somewhere along the line.
Yeah, they're just liars. Yeah, I'm giving them too much benefit of the doubt, aren't I?
You are. No. Century eggs, they should be called monthly eggs or 4 weekly eggs.
I can see why they went the other option. Just doesn't sound as good, does it?
Just a fermented egg, even. It's not like you make some baked beans on toast and you say, this is a 7-minute baked beans on toast. Like, you don't need to add the time it took to make the thing into the name of the food.
Yeah. But when you're dealing with a rotten old egg, I mean, you have got to upsell it a little bit, haven't you?
I mean, you got to try your best to spruce it up a bit, yeah.
You got to try your hardest, so I can see why they're struggling.
Make it sound a bit more glamorous than it is, yeah. You don't just go rotten egg.
Yeah.
That's probably not the best way to go about it. Oh man, rotten eggs. Have you ever had a rotten egg? Ever smelt one?
Smelt one for sure. I've definitely had food poisoning from eggs, but I wouldn't have said they were like rotten because I didn't notice at the time.
Right.
But I've had food poisoning from eggs. But no, never like eat an actual rotten egg, because I feel like the smell would put me off before it goes in my mouth, you know what I mean?
It's quite nice of the egg to actually warn you that it's off. Like, it's quite good. Some foods, they're not very clear that they're maybe a little bit on, off, or whatever, until you've eaten some of it, and then you start thinking, hang on a minute, what's... Whereas a rotten egg, someone could crack a rotten egg like the other side of the street, and you'd start smelling it. It's...
I mean, but to be fair, eggs aren't smelling that great even in their best day, you know what I mean?
That's true as well, isn't it? I do like an egg, but the smell of an egg is a bit like, oh, do I like eggs anymore? I think I might not like an egg now. And then you taste it again, and you're like, oh yeah, I remember, I like an egg. What's up with that? Why do they smell different to how they taste?
I think a lot of things do, don't they? Do many things taste like they smell?
They're kind of supposed to a bit, right? Aren't they like linked? You're smelling your taste?
Yeah, apparently. So have you eaten a rotten egg?
I've never eaten one, no. Again, because of the pre-warning I was given, immediately I knew. I just cracked it. Rotten egg. They're like nature's hand grenade or something.
So who's upselling now?
Me. Yeah. That's what I'd do if I had a load of rotten eggs, putting them over
nature's
the side there.
Nature's hand grenades, yeah.
Anyone want a hand grenade? Organic hand grenades, anybody?
See, you understand. You were criticising them. You exactly understand their situation.
Beehives as well. You sell them as well next to them.
Why?
They make a pretty good, like, more of a cluster bomb.
Right, sure. I'm with you. Yeah.
Right? If I'm going to go, like, down, if I'm expanding my weapon range that I'm selling.
Yeah, so food-based weapons.
I think so, yeah. Beehives are sort of they're going to be quite expensive. That might be like 10 quid for a beehive, and you can buy... individual...
I don't know, I think that's pretty cheap for a beehive. 10 quid for... You're harvesting beehives for 10 quid a pop?
I'm not sure. I haven't found where I'm sourcing them from yet, exactly.
Well, you're stealing beehives.
Might vary. Well, I might have to use a couple of rotten egg hand grenades to throw at the farmers, and then I'm going to steal their beehives, and then I've made a bit of a profit. And any eggs I've got left, I can sell. Maybe it's a bit of a, you know, buy one beehive, get a couple of hand grenades for free. Something like that. What was the question?
Not our best business proposition we've come up with on the podcast, I will say.
Yeah, was the question, what's my worst egg type? Probably, I mean, I've had some bad scrambled eggs before that are really watery, and that's no good. I'm not keen even on sunny side down fried egg.
What's the difference between a sunny side down and sunny side up? Is that they're not saying that?
Upside down, innit, I think.
Right, and you think it makes it worse?
I think it makes it worse, yeah, because I think you overcook the yolk, and the yolk's the best bit. Yolk's my favourite.
Yeah, yolk's obviously the best bit, yeah.
The white is just your vegetables, whereas the yolk is your dessert.
Yeah, fried is easily the worst. Like, I've never had a fried egg that I've been like, oh yeah, this is lovely. It's like always at best, like, yeah, it's fine. To be fair, generally, as a food, not that bothered on losing eggs.
Not even in cakes.
Nah, I mean, like, you can make pretty good cakes without eggs.
I think you can, yeah. Technology has improved.
Vegans have got it sussed, you know?
How many eggs per day, or rather, how many days per egg, maybe we should ask?
None. On average, zero. If I go shopping, it's very rare I would buy eggs. I go through phases, because I really like, if we're counting this as a form of egg, eggy bread being the best form of egg.
Eggy bread's a form of,
Is that the same as French toast? But French toast has cinnamon on it, right?
I think French toast is more of a desserty sweet thing, whereas eggy bread, I think, is more savoury.
Right, but it's still basically bread dipped in egg fried.
Yeah. I think that's a way to present an egg. It's only two ingredients, and one of them's egg, so...
I go through phases sometimes where that's a lunch of mine, but if I'm not having that, then I'm basically never, ever buying eggs.
Interesting. So it isn't eggs per day, but days per egg. How many days go by before you have an egg, do you think?
I reckon the last time I ate an egg was over a month ago.
Okay. Interesting. So probably those six eggs you've bought, that's going to last you at least half a year.
Yeah, exactly. This is why I only want to buy one at a time. I just don't go through them at a rate, you know? See, I don't think in that sense I'd mind losing them. I think it's when we expand outside of food-based chicken eggs that this whole thing starts to crumble a little.
Yes, or crack, I guess.
Hey, yeah, very good.
Thank you. Go on, expand it. Expand our horizons a little bit, Jack. What are we talking?
Well, at first, I was just thinking, you know, all birds and lizards.
Oh, lizards. I forgot about lizards.
But the real problem is, Chris, I don't know if you've done your sex ed classes, but us little humans... And in fact, all life involves an egg at conception.
It does. A sperm and an egg
Yeah.
Not something I'm ordering at a restaurant.
No, that's, I would say, probably the worst way to have eggs.
With a side of sperm, please. Thank you.
Yeah, what's that? You're like chickens. So I was like, sperm and egg?
Did you say spam and eggs, sir? No. Sperm and eggs, please. Thank you.
I'm going to have to ask you to relate. So, yeah, I think that rate is quite a big issue for the future of human civilization and, I don't know, all life on the planet.
It does. So, I mean, they're eggs. You can't. There's no way of getting around it.
And I tried to look up, are there any animals that are created without eggs? And I couldn't find it. Even, like, asexual reproduction and stuff, they normally always involve the egg or, like, the egg splits or stuff like that. There's loads of different forms of asexual. But I couldn't find any that isn't, like, fungus or bacteria or things like that. There's a lot of those kind of things that can produce without eggs. But actually, any animal I could find... Maybe I'm wrong. I'm no biologist. But I couldn't find any example of an animal that's produced without an egg. So, not great.
A bit of a problem, yeah.
Yeah, we've gone from, oh, well, fried eggs are gone, to no life. So,
no life anymore. No further life, at least. We get to continue...
Yeah, we get to see out our days.
See our egg-free days out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit of an issue. I mean, so they are definitely called an egg, right? Or are they called an ovum? Or is that an egg? Is that just a posh name for an egg?
I think that's an egg. Yeah, that's just a posh name for an egg. Because, I mean, what we're eating is just that, but chicken's versions, right?
It's gross, isn't it?
Eating the unfertilized egg, right? So we're just doing the same thing. It's just we just call that a food. Oh. So, yeah, it's all the same stuff.
Great. Brilliant. Well, you brought the mood down.
I was trying to avoid it as long as I could. I was happily talking about, you know, fried eggs and scrambled eggs and century eggs, but it was always going to have to come up, you know?
Yeah, I had it on my list too, and I also just sort of thought like, ooh, is that going to be the downfall of everything?
Let's just brush this under the rug let it move on.
Forget it, yeah. Interesting. I did look up a little fact, though, which I found interesting. So I was thinking what the biggest mammal in the world is that right. would have a... sperm and egg type egg, and this is of course the whale.
Yeah.
Do you know how big a whale egg is?
See, this is where I really can't gauge which way it's going to go. It's either going to be like stupid, like it's going to be like the size of a car, or it's going to be like just a tidy bit bigger than a human egg. Do you know what I mean? It's going to be something weird like that. I'm going to go the second one. I think it's going to be counterintuitive.
Bing, 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 bing. Correct. Yes. A whale ovum and a human ovum are basically the same size, just depends. So, isn't that weird? A mouse ovum is about half the size.
Okay, so still relatively, like, massive for them.
Yeah, exactly. So
they must not be packing many of them around, because obviously, is it the same for my... I guess, why would you know? But, like, you know, all... all women carry all of their eggs that they're ever going to have, right? They don't, like, create any more, right? They're born with all of them. Is it the same with mice? Because surely they're not packing many if they're that big.
They'd have to have extra, like, luggage or something to bring it about. I mean, that's crazy.
Got a little handbag filled with eggs.
I did feel a little bit offended when you just said that, by the way, and I don't know why. Like, when you just said, I don't know.
Well, this idiot know anything?
I haven't got a clue, but just the way you said it, I just kind of thought, well,
it makes you feel any better. I don't know either, man.
So hold up a minute. Hang on. Give me a chance. But I couldn't even defend myself. So I'm very much like the egg, fragile in my.
Yeah, sorry. So, I mean, if you know the answer, please prove me wrong.
No, I don't. No clue.
Okay.
They're called a sperm whale as well. So do you get a sperm whale and an egg whale and they meet up together and they have a they have a baby?
Good. Like that. Yeah, that's how it works. Maybe we should just ask the vegans because they're quite good at coming up with egg substitutes and maybe they can work out our reproductive issue as well.
They are. Do you know what the best current egg substitute is?
There's quite a few out there. I know the main two are like aquafaba and flaxseed. They're the main ones that people tend to use.
Aquafaba. What is it?
I think aquafaba is the liquid from chickpeas, maybe? I should know that. I don't know if that's correct.
Right, a starchy kind of liquidy thing.
Yeah.
Are you saying faba or fava?
Faba.
Faba.
A-Q-U-A-F-A-B-A, aquafaba.
Aquafaba. It sounds... I love saying it.
Yeah, it's a fun word.
Because I know there's far... What is it that Hannibal likes? Is it fava beans?
Yeah, and that's Chianti and fava beans. Yeah.
And what is Darth Vader to Luke Skywalker? Is that
father? So that yeah. So he's father. There's father and barber. Yeah.
So English language, man. Come on.
I know, a mess. But I don't know what they're like. I don't think any of those replacements are actually like good as eggs. Like you wouldn't fry them and have them as on your fry up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just good in things like cakes as a replacement, or like as good like as like egg whites. In like, you know, like I think if you make it, you know, some cocktails have egg whites in. I think people sometimes use like an alternative for that and stuff.
Oh, do they? Wow. What? Oh, what, like an advocar kind of thing, or because that's kind of eggy.
Yeah, I don't know what the replacement is in a cocktail, but like, you know, one of my favorite cocktails is like a sour, like an amaret sour, or whiskey sour, or whatever. Normally meant to put egg white in it.
Are you?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you make like a foam out of the egg white or whatever.
Right, to get a little bit of foamy foam. That makes sense.
And then you can make vegan ones. And I can't remember what's used, but yeah.
Something like that. Interesting. Wow, vegans, they're
creative.
Creative. They're trying all sorts of things. They're frying banana skins as bacon and all sorts of crazy stuff.
Is that one?
That's something people do.
Okay. I mean, they still haven't nailed bacon, have they? Like, that's one that they just cannot work out.
Yeah, it's tricky. It's tricky.
A lot of them are great these days, all the meat replacements. I'm a big fan, but bacon, they just can't nail it.
Well, there's still a lot of like undiscovered Amazon and stuff, isn't there? So maybe they'll find the perfect plant.
The bacon leaf, yeah.
The bacon leaf, yeah. And it would just be beautiful, and then there'll be an egg tree next to it, and
yeah.
A honey badger. Oh no, that's not good.
That's actually the real secret. If you milk a honey badger,
that's how you get honey. It's not all just the bees. Yeah.
Why would it be called it otherwise?
Exactly.
False advertising again.
Someone that's going to be very unhappy that all the eggs have suddenly gone is the owner of the most expensive egg in the world. Do you know what it is?
I don't know who the owner is. I assume it's a Fabergé egg, though.
It is. It's the Rothschild Fabergé egg. £10 million that was last bought for or sold for or whatever you want to go, which is, it's such a, why an egg? Like, if you're a fancy person, why do you want an ornament of an egg, of all things?
Yeah, it does take some of the class out of it being called an egg, doesn't it?
Yeah, so it's just an egg. Sorry, you've got an egg over there, a very dolled up, like, sparkly egg. Did you make it yourself? Did you have fun with crayons drawing on the egg? Like, it's like a kid's project.
What? Yeah, when you used to do that as a kid, yeah, you used to do like egg and spoon roast. You used to draw faces on them.
Exactly.
Someone's just done that, but like a very elaborate version.
Yeah, just some king or queen somewhere just demanded like a fancy egg, and that's what they got.
Yeah, every day they were like, they were asking for breakfast. They're like, this egg isn't fancy enough. And they just kept putting more and more gems on it. And then eventually they were just like, this is now, you are aware this is costing us 10 million a day. We really need to cut back on our egg costs.
Yeah, exactly.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome. Like, what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like, what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It's crazy. They're next. I've got the top five most expensive eggs. And it's interesting because only one of them is a Fabergé.
Oh, what other type of eggs are there?
Exactly, right? Interesting. So the next one down is an elephant bird egg from the 17th century. It went extinct in the 17th century. So there are no more elephant birds.
I want to know what the hell an elephant bird is.
I think it looks a bit dodo-ish. Imagine a dodo, maybe stick a trunk on it or something.
I was going to say, has it got a trunk? Or I guess if it's not, again, false advertising, man.
People don't know what to name things nowadays. It's tricky. An elephant bird, honey badger, what are they doing?
That looks nothing like an elephant. I would say that looks absolutely nothing like an elephant.
Yeah, I don't know what they've done there. But
Google it if you're at home now. How is anyone coming elephant with that? That is an ostrich. That is an ostrich.
Yeah, you call it an ostrich bird.
Well, no, because an ostrich is already a bird. That feels reductive.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit confusing, isn't it?
It's like the Sahara Desert or chai tea again, you know?
Exactly. But yeah, the elephant bird egg, if you can get your hands on one of them. Obviously, no new ones dropping anytime soon. Just all the old ones left.
It is a pretty big egg, I'll be honest. But
it's,
I mean, how much did you say?
Massive. It's £100,000.
That's the second one. So it goes down from 10 mil to 100,000.
Yeah, there might not be every single one ever, but there's a good variety here. But okay. It's crazy, right? So it's 8.5 litres of egg. Like, they're actually measuring it in litres. Which is equal to about 7 ostrich eggs of size. Imagine that. You thought ostrich eggs were big. Nah, elephant bird. I think now I know why they called it an elephant bird, because it was huge.
Yeah, true. How many mils do you say?
8.5 litres.
8.5 litres. A normal egg has 45 millilitres, apparently.
There you go. Yeah, it's an ostrich egg is the same as 24 chicken eggs already, and this is 7 of those. So it's 168 chicken eggs worth of egg in this one singular egg. You can see why it was so sought after.
Yeah, imagine getting a dozen of them.
You need a forklift truck to bring them home.
Yeah, I don't think they sell those in the dozen, do they? I think they do. I think they do come one at a time.
I think so. You're right. Yeah, we finally found the limit of where eggs become singular.
If you make them big enough, they have to sell them one at a time.
It's crazy. I just thought I'd look up what the smallest egg was, not counting sperm egg, and that's a hummingbird egg, and they are teeny tiny. You could have a spoonful of them like cereal. It'd be very gross and crunchy.
Oh, really?
But, man, there's over 200 hummingbird eggs in a single chicken egg.
Whoa, that is a lot.
Isn't that so many eggs?
Hold on, and what, a hummingbird hatches from something that size?
Yeah. I mean, they are pretty small compared to a chicken still, but, like, my goodness, they're basically like little insects at that point.
Yeah, that must be smaller than an ant when they're born. What's going on?
Yeah, we've gone from the elephant bird down to the ant bird.
Yeah, that's what hummingbirds should be called, ant birds.
Ant birds, crazy.
That is crazy.
Imagine having to like make an omelette and somebody just buys you hummingbird eggs and they're like, here you go, make me an omelette. Imagine they crack each individual one.
Oh, having to crack each individual one. You've just got to throw the shell at that point, haven't you?
Yeah, just blender, whiz it up.
Yeah. Bit of extra protein, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you can't make an omelette without breaking a few thousand hummingbird eggs.
Yeah.
Next egg, 25,000, is the Chocky Wocky Doodah egg. Super fancy chocolate egg. 25k.
What, Willy Wonka make this or something?
I wish he did. Yeah, it looks a very Willy Wonka-esque.
But, oh, I can't put... So, how much? 25 grand?
25 grand.
For a chocolate egg?
Chocolate egg!
I assume you're not going to eat.
I mean, I would, if someone gave it to me and I wasn't allowed to sell it on. But otherwise, I'm just passing it straight on to the next person.
Because surely it's going to lose its worth the moment it goes off.
Chocolate eggs would go off, wouldn't they, eventually? They get all that white on them.
Yeah. What? I don't know. What makes it so expensive? What's in it? What's on it?
It's just lots of chocolate. I think it's like the finest chocolate you can get with the finest...
I don't care how fine it is. How big is it?
Pretty big. Not elephant bird size, but pretty big.
It would need to be bigger than a house for me to spend 25,000 on a chocolate egg. It would need to be gargantuan.
At least maybe the size of a car would be good. That's more expensive than most cars, especially second-hand ones. You could roll it down the street like a big... Zorb.
Yeah, and then it got messy. You can eat it.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. That's the only flaw in that plan.
This is insane. who has bought that?
A very, 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 very hungry person, I'm assuming, who had lots of money. £25,000. And also the name, it doesn't sound very... It sounds like something you'd get in a kid's thing, not like a rich person would bid on, I'll have the Chalky Walky Doodah, please.
Yeah, imagine the embarrassment of spending £25,000 on something called a Chalky Walky Doodah. I mean, you're just... It's tragic, isn't it?
It is tragic. And last on the list, another type of egg, which I guess we kind of have talked about already, but kind of not. Caviar.
Ah, yes.
Is also basically just fish eggs. Have you ever tried caviar?
I'm not actually, no.
Neither have I. Do you want to?
No, I'm not a big fish guy. I mean...
No.
Yeah, so I just don't... And I've heard it just tastes very salty and fishy and not really my vibe.
Yeah, it looks... Gross. It does look like the kind of... I've seen it getting, like, squeezed out of a sturgeon or something before, and it just looked revolting.
Yeah. I imagine the texture's not particularly good either. So there's just nothing about it that appeals to me, really.
No.
And exorbitantly expensive for no real reason.
So, exactly. Yeah. I mean, the most expensive for just a tiny little tub is £10,000 for this Strogatarga Bianco Caviar tub.
I reckon you nailed that.
I think I did. Are you just meant to eat it by the spoon? Or, like, what do you do? Like, you buy it, they get you a little caviar spoon to have it with. Like, what? You just like, shoveling that in? Like, you would, like, a pot noodle?
Put it on some crackers?
Noodle, take a caviar? Maybe crackers. Yeah, that could
crackers.
Work.
But then you'd have to find some very expensive crackers. Because, I mean, like, at least 50% of your experience is going to be the crackers. So, I mean...
Exactly. You're not just chucking that on a Jacobs and calling it a day.
No, you got to find some equally fancy crackers.
Oh, I wish I'd looked up the most expensive cracker in the world, Dale.
Yeah, you got to pair them together. Have you ever tried caviar?
I have not, no. Not knowingly, anyway. Maybe I've accidentally...
Is there not like a knockoff version, like something that's similar to caviar, but it's not, that basically is like, you know, like Prosecco to champagne, kind of?
Right. I'm trying to think of something. No, don't think so. Caviar's caviar, right? It's all the same. Just frog spawned, I guess.
Lumpfish roe is a less expensive alternative to genuine caviar, apparently.
Lumpfish roe? That sounds like a place that someone in a musical would live. And they're like, oh, I live on lumpfish roe.
Yeah, I can see it.
So does lumpfish roe look good?
It looks exactly like caviar, as far as I can tell.
Interesting. I bet you it tastes better. Like, I know that I prefer crab over lobster any day of the week, and that's the cheaper option.
Because I think it is one of those things where it's like, it's not even about how good it is, it's just, it is an expensive thing for the sake of being... It's the same as, like, diamonds, right? Like, they just become expensive because they're expensive, and so people spend more money on them because they're an expensive thing, right? But even though there's nothing inherently...
Exactly.
Actually expensive about them.
Just a bunch of rich people spooning the caviar down, trying not to throw up, looking down on all the little people who are eating their delicious Frosties or something.
Oh, yeah, I'd take a bowl of Frosties over caviar any day of the week.
What about all the Easter eggs in TV shows and movies and stuff like that? Are they eggs?
Oh, you mean like secret hidden things like in video games and stuff like that?
Exactly, yeah, and video games as well. That's another place they hide these Easter eggs.
Where does that come from? Is it like the original version of an Easter egg was literally an Easter egg or something?
I know that it was the director of Atari in 1979 was making a video game and wanted to hide some stuff in it and thought, oh, it's a bit like looking for Easter eggs at Easter.
Right, so yeah, like egg hunt. Yeah.
So I don't think it was an actual Easter egg that you found. It was just immediately already similar. It was a simile to it, yeah.
That makes sense. I couldn't think of the link between why it could be, of course, egg hunts, yeah.
I think there's a lot of unintended Easter eggs in movies and films and stuff. Like,
yes. I was going to say, because I know like Pixar have done a lot of intentional ones, haven't they? They put like that same letter combination. I can't even remember what it is. But
Not A21. Yeah, I know what you mean, though. It's like the name of the building or the room that they were first in or whatever.
But yeah, I think a lot of them are just people looking for stuff and like finding it and then people being, you know, overanalyzing.
Exactly, a little bit of overanalysis. But I do like, my favourite type of Easter eggs is the Pixar, when they sneak and tease what their next movie's going to be in their previous one. I think that's a really cool...
That must be fun if you're like the animator of that as well, just like sneaking in and stuff.
Just giggling to yourself, trying to stifle your laughter as you're animating it in, yeah.
A113, by the way, is the weird code.
There we go, see? yeah, it's like it's crazy how the forethought that they have to be able to do it. Like I'm sure the film is very much in development at that point, massively. Yeah. But still, like, what happens if there's a big world event that now makes that film not able to come out for some reason because it touches on a too much of a sore subject, and now you've just got an Easter egg?
Yeah, maybe they have done that.
You think?
I'll be surprised if that has happened, because I can't remember which one it was. There was definitely a Pixar film that was cancelled, like mid-production, I feel like.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. So maybe there is one sneaking around that we wouldn't know. I guess if we never see the film, we don't know.
Ooh, and we'd call that one a rotten egg.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Any other favourite Easter eggs in movies and films and games and things that you can think of?
None that come to mind. Pixar's always... Weirdly, Pixar is always the one I think of.
Yeah.
When I think of, like, yeah, Easter eggs and films and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like video games are quite good at doing them. I like the one... Is this an Easter egg, I guess? But in the Spider-Man game where you can play as the Spider-Verse, like, skin you get.
Right.
And then it all goes, like, animated on twos and ones and that sort of thing. And, like, the whole style changes. That one's cool.
That's cool, yeah.
But I'm not sure if that's an actual Easter egg or just, like, a feature of the game, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, like a skin unlock or something. Yeah. But if you have to do something super... I guess an Easter egg is something that doesn't have to be done for 100% completion, right? It should always be...
Yeah.
I know Grand Theft Auto, like, there are some Easter eggs that nobody has ever found, according to the developers. But...
Oh, really? That seems wild for how much that game has been played for how many years, you know, especially like GTA 5 or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. But it's very easy to say that, isn't it, as a game developer? Like, oh, yeah, you've not found them.
Yeah, that's just getting them to keep playing them. Yeah. keep playing it. Keep giving me your money.
You'll find the eggs eventually. Yeah. Keep looking.
Now they've just got to come up with what it is that's going to be satisfying.
Not if no one ever finds it. I mean, they can't reveal the Easter eggs. That would ruin the surprise.
Yeah.
You're right. I was always just thinking of TV and films, but Easter eggs in games, there's so much more scope for it because you can actively
look
for them. Whereas in a film, you're just looking at what you're told to look at.
That feels more in line with the premise of Easter egg. It's like a hunt. You're like looking for a thing. You're like looking, searching the map. Whereas like in a film, you're just watching it. So it's like it doesn't feel like you're hunting as much.
We haven't touched on him yet, but probably the most famous egg in the whole world has vanished.
Humpty Dumpty?
Humpty Dumpty. I feel like he should have a middle name as well there somewhere, but I don't know what it would be. What would Humpty Dumpty's middle name be?
It's got to be something to do, because it never mentions he's an egg, does it?
That's exactly it. It's a very, very confusing backstory to it.
Was it conceived at the time that he was an egg?
So, from what I can gather, is it started out not as a nursery rhyme, but as a riddle, as a puzzle that you were meant to try and answer. So someone was just like, Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again.
What is Humpty?
How? How is that possible? Yeah.
Because they're using horses, which is an insane thing to try and do to put an egg back together.
Yeah, that is bad. But you didn't know it? No, you don't know he's an egg. You're meant to think he's just a drunk, the town drunk.
Okay, regardless... Having horses trying to fix this man is a terrible solution.
I don't know why you'd bring horses there too, yeah.
That's only going to make the situation worse. You got a drunk man who's broken his head or whatever, and you're going to let a bunch of horses loose on him.
All of them as well.
All of them, yeah.
Every
all
horse.
All of the king's horses. You're just going to send them to this broken man. I can guarantee he comes out worse.
I think whoever sent him was drunk as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you're meant to just think he was the town drunk that fell. Magic, how can he not be fixed? Oh, this is crazy. What a riddle. Surely a drunk man could be healed with like bandages and medicines. But he can't be put back together again. What is this riddle? I'm so confused. And the answer, he was an egg. That's what they wanted the answers of the riddle to be.
Oh, okay. Because I don't think that is not where I would end up.
It's a bad riddle.
Because I would just go, a great fall, if I fell from a good height, I wouldn't be put back together again either.
They just wouldn't bother.
He's dead. I mean, so, not much we can do here. So I think it's perfectly reasonable that as a person, all of the king's horses and all the king's men could put him back together again because he fell from a great height. Yeah, that tracks.
Should have called a doctor. Maybe that could have helped.
Yeah, maybe instead of sending 100 horses to him, maybe send a medical professional. But, you know, it doesn't seem completely unbelievable that you couldn't fix him. I don't think must have been an egg. What?
Exactly. It's a bit of a stretch, isn't it? It's like the egg is the ultimate unput back togetherable thing. But they're not even 100% sure. So there's all this kind of weird story about it. Lots of drawings of him originally as a human, so he wasn't even an egg anyway. It's very confusing. I don't know what point he became an egg, and he's definitely an egg now, but I don't know when that transition occurred, and the internet doesn't seem to know either.
But I also, like, obviously I don't remember the first time I was told the story of Humpty Dumpty. I imagine it has to have been done in visual form. Because I don't ever remember my mum being like, saying Humpty Dumpty and then being like, by the way, some backstory to this. He is an egg. And then telling me the story.
You're right. Like, when do you give the back? Do you just say...
When do you put that bit in? You can't go Humpty Dumpty. Oh, by the way, forgot, should have mentioned something up top. He's an egg. Or like, I'm just about to tell you a story about a guy called Humpty Dumpty. Important piece of information. He is an egg. Like, I don't remember any of that happening.
Let me tell you the tale of an egg.
Yeah.
That's how people should begin.
So I feel like it has to only be done visually. Like, I saw it in a book or like a cartoon or something, you know?
Yeah, and then that ruins the riddle aspect of it a little bit, because you just kind of go, well, he's an egg. I mean, look at him. He's clearly an egg. He's just cracked and all of his guts have got everywhere or something.
Quite gruesome, really, isn't it?
It's very gruesome. Yeah, it's quite a horrific...
But a horse is just trampling on him, crushing him even more.
Oh, everything's getting all scrambled. It's probably so hot there as well because of all the people about and stuff. It's cooking it a little bit and just getting all over the place.
Oh, God. Poor Humpty.
And also, why would you name your child Humpty if your last name is Dumpty?
I mean, if your last name's Dumpty anyway, you're already having a losing battle, so you're really piling on with Humpty, aren't you?
Exactly. Call him, like, just, like, Fred or something. Just anything.
Fred Dumpty.
I mean, that just sounds like a guy, you know, maybe he's not the coolest, but he'll help repair your radiators or something like that. Call Fred Dumpty.
Maybe they were just trying to go, like, because Dumpty is a, let's be honest, a terrible surname. Sorry if anyone out there actually has the surname Dumpty. But maybe they're just like, if you make it a fun little rhyme, it sort of takes the edge off. It makes him a immediately likable, fun character, as opposed to just a loser.
Yeah, maybe. Are we meant to feel sorry for Humpty Dumpty then? Or is it...
Well, he is dead, so maybe. Yeah.
Interesting. It's meant to evoke... Because I don't feel particularly sorry for him at all. Like, I don't know why he was up on the wall in the first place. Especially for an egg. That seems like an incredibly dangerous place to be. Stay on the ground, Humpty. Keep in your lane.
Reckless behaviour, you know, has consequences.
So is he a drunk egg? I mean...
No, I see him just a bit of a thrill seeker, you know?
Oh, you think he was maybe like walking about up there, proving he's all that?
Oh, yeah.
It's quite daring, actually, for an egg, wouldn't it? Like, you get sword swallowers and people doing all these stunts and things. But yes, watching a stunt egg climb on a wall, yeah, that would be a little bit more thrilling.
Yeah. So obviously we've already mentioned Easter eggs in TVs and films, but there are actual Easter eggs as well. It's Easter coming up very soon, if you listen to this when it came out.
Yep.
So they'll be gone as well. Does that bother you? You're a fan of Easter eggs?
Oh, well, I was going to say that. I changed my answer. I don't want it scotched anymore. I would like it Eastered, please.
Yeah, okay. So chicken and Eastered? Or...
I mean, I'm guessing Easter eggs are mimicking chicken... eggs, right? You're not getting like, although they're more the size of ostrich.
They're more
eggs.
Ostrich, yeah. I would say they're much closer to an ostrich egg than a chicken egg.
And in the UK, we've got little mini eggs. Oh, I love a mini egg. I know you do too, Jack. They're more like hummingbird eggs. Crazy.
You know what? As much as I love a mini egg, but actual Easter eggs, awful. Pointless. Hate them.
Hate?
Okay, hate strong. Obviously, if someone gave me an Easter egg, I'd happily eat it. But the concept of them is stupid, right? You're paying three times the amount of money to get half the amount of chocolate in a really awkward shape. Like, what?
It is awkward, isn't it? There's a lot of wasted space inside an Easter egg.
So much wasted space. If an Easter egg was a full, solid bit of chocolate, now maybe we're talking, right? Now we can talk.
You want like an Easter lump?
Yeah, I want a cream egg the size of an Easter egg.
Oh, yeah. Oh, if it's full of the fondant in a cream egg.
Yeah.
Oh.
You'd literally die if you ate that. But, I mean, it'd be a good way to go out.
It would.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't rate them.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Mini eggs all day. Like, mini eggs, again, solid all the way through. Great.
Yep.
Give me a mini egg. Give me an egg. Just a non-mini egg. Give me an egg.
Regular egg. Are you telling me you're a cheerleader here or something? What's going on?
Imagine they should just do that. Just release them. Just take them, just brand them as eggs. We're now selling eggs.
We're just selling eggs, everybody.
Because
regular old eggs.
We talked about it before with like cheddars and mini cheddars, but like they don't sell just eggs. So how are they mini eggs? Because where are the eggs?
Where were the regular eggs that you're comparing them to?
Where have you got the mini version from? These have not been miniaturized. This is just their standard size.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Yeah, if they were that size. Although, I think you just wouldn't be able to bite into them enough if they're solid chocolate. They'd have to be ever so slightly...
No, you have to, like, chisel at them.
Chisel at them. Nice, yeah. Okay. All right, they come with a little chisel in the pack.
Yeah, obviously. But you're a fan of Easter eggs, though.
I mean, yeah, again, I'll be happy to receive them, but you're right. You've opened my eyes to the wasted space that is within them. Like, you're buying such a big package, especially in today's day and age with trying to cut costs on, like, you know, packaging and this and that for the environment and things. Like, all that air that they're delivering, when there's a truck full of Easter eggs, 50% of that's air. Yeah, granted, it's like chocolatey air, but still.
Yeah. But Easter eggs are also quite expensive as well. So, like, and you're not actually getting that much chocolate, like weight-wise. You could just buy a chocolate bar, which is much more satisfying in terms of, like, density of chocolate as well, for much less money, and it's much less faff. Nah.
Not for you. Yeah, I'm in agreement. I appreciate the material usage that it's made of, but give it in a different form. Your form factor's all wrong, companies. And why bunnies and eggs? Isn't that's teaching the kids the wrong anatomy and biology of rabbits, right? I'm sure a lot of kids think that bunnies lay eggs.
Yeah, that is weird. I guess it's just the spring thing, right, isn't it? And it's like, you know, bunnies in spring. But also, chicks are a symbol of spring as well. So it feels like, why did that not become the...
Instead of an Easter bunny, it's an Easter chick.
Chicken. Yeah, it should be an Easter chicken.
An Easter massive chick, like Big Bird from Sesame Street.
Yeah. Because, well, I mean, yeah, chicks are already, like, I think in that iconography as, like, spring and that sort of thing. Eggs are around that as well. Why are they throwing bunnies into the situation? You've already got a perfect mascot sitting right there.
Exactly. If anything, I think a bunny is going to give me, like, a chocolate turd. Like,
little droppings, yeah.
Little droppings. I mean, sure, if you want to do that, Easter droppings... Cool. All right, I'm a bit weird, but...
Not a big seller, I don't think it would go down.
No, but yeah, it's mixed messages. I wonder how many people grew up thinking that bunnies, rabbits laid eggs. I'm sure it's a bunch of people.
Is this your way of trying to offload the fact that you thought bunnies laid eggs?
I did at one point in my life, yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm not ashamed of it. I was told wrong.
Did you? Interesting. I mean, I'm not saying I didn't. I can't remember if I don't ever remember thinking that. But it would be a logical conclusion to come to.
Exactly. Or at least the Easter bunny themselves is laying the eggs or something, right? Like, they've got to make the eggs somehow. They're not just cooking a chocolate egg in a kitchen. That's just weird. Like, what? No.
Yeah. Is the Easter bunny meant to be like a human-sized bunny?
I imagine it human-sized.
That's quite terrifying. That's Donnie Darko stuff, really, isn't it? We're talking now.
Well, we said a melon is the size of an egg to us for a chicken. So it would have to be kind of big-sized, because Easter eggs are pretty big. They're bigger than melons, some of them.
Yeah, true. If he's laying them, yeah.
Or she, I guess, right?
Is the Easter bunny a woman?
Well, if it's laying eggs.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Are we confusing the message here of what's going on?
I've always kind of seen it as a... The Easter Bunny is like the Santa equivalent, right? Like, he's running the operation.
Right.
He's got a whole load of chocolate ostriches or something. I don't know. I don't know what the situation is, but it's...
Chock-chock-stridges.
Yep. But I reckon it's dark. I reckon there's some real bad work practices going on. It's not a good thing.
Hens, yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to be looking into the workings behind the old Easter Bunny, but that's what I always kind of saw it as.
Right.
There's going to be an expose on her eventually.
Interesting. Yeah. So yeah, because Santa Claus isn't laying all these toys himself.
I don't think so. That's never been my understanding.
He's got the elves to do that for him.
Yeah. The elves are the ones who laid the presents. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very weird messages. I do feel like it wasn't really thought through very well initially when it first was invented.
Maybe it's because I think a giant chicken is quite terrifying. So maybe it's just that. They were like, originally, they were like, oh, we'll just make it a big chicken. They're like, no, we'll make it a big bunny, a bit softer, fluffier.
Fluffy, yeah, that's the thing. And they got a little... Has the Easter Bunny got a kangaroo pouch in its belly? I'm now imagining that.
It does, actually.
What?
Yeah, why do I imagine that as well?
What on earth? It's just entered my brain that it's got a pouch.
Why is that the iconography I have? Where's that come from? Is that just us? Is that a British thing? Or
maybe it's... I just think we must have seen an Easter Bunny and it was just a costume and it had pockets in the front to pull out the eggs or something, but...
Maybe.
Now I'm just... It's weird.
But that... You are right. That is weird that we both have that vision.
Any children watching, bunnies do not lay eggs. Bunnies do not have pouches, and bunnies are not human-sized. Do not worry, children. It's all fine.
It's just quite terrifying when you put it like that, really.
It is. It's all symbolic of Jesus coming out of an egg, right? Or, like, coming out of a cave, or being reborn.
Yeah, I don't think he came out of an egg. I'm pretty sure he came... Well, I mean, he technically came out of an egg. We all did.
Exactly.
But, yeah, cave, empty cave. I don't know. It's just an excuse to eat chocolate, let's be honest.
I think so, yeah. And that's him... I'm just trying to think where you go from Jesus to chocolate eggs. Like, what point that merge happened? Like, how you got to from one to the other?
Yeah, I guess we want something to represent the vacant cave or tomb or whatever. So we want something hollow, but we want it to be something nice.
But why don't you put little chocolate Jesuses inside the eggs? And then they've got something in them.
No, because the idea is he isn't there.
Oh, you open the egg up and where's he gone? Where's Jesus gone?
Yeah. You're expecting to find Jesus inside the egg, I think.
You're right. And he's already left.
Yeah, he's already gone.
Is it something to do with, like, immaculate conception? Or is that not...
I think that's something completely different.
Man. Is it? Okay, all right. I have that phrase in my head and that reminds me of Easter for some reason.
Okay. Well, because of eggs, again, and conception.
I think so, but they're not immaculate conception either, right? You still need a daddy chicken to fertilise an egg.
Yeah.
An immaculate conception is just, how'd that happen?
Well, yeah, that's why you don't get Easter sperm, because it's immaculate conception.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, Cadbury's, if you're listening, please don't.
Yeah. Really not my best idea. I mean, you're getting kicked out of the pitch meeting if you suggest that one. Now, guys, we've done eggs. I think the next thing we should be moving on to is sperm.
Oh, dear. It's horrible.
No, you could just do, like, you know, like you get, like, candied worms or whatever, like those sort of things.
Yeah.
So you have chocolate Easter eggs, you have, like, candy sperm.
Candy sperm. No, thank you. That's horrible. You've just made the Easter Bunny even scarier than what we've been saying before, just going around giving sperm out to everybody.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Maybe it's a good thing we're getting rid of eggs, eh?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I feel queasy. I feel a bit sick.
So other than feeling queasy, how are you feeling about a world without eggs?
Yeah, a bit of an emotional ride here. Like you say, initially, feeling, probably fine without a bit of egg going on. But then, uh-oh, children, babies, all this other stuff. Brush that under the carpet, go back to feeling okay again. A little bit annoyed at rich people.
Mm-hmm.
And then just feel sick imagining eating spermy chocolate. So
it's been a ride, but we got there.
How about you?
Basically exactly the same. If we're just talking eggs, like actual eggs, like you'd have day to day, couldn't really care less.
Yeah.
But the whole end of all life, I'd say bad. So keep them, I reckon.
Keep the eggs, please. We'll defend them. We'll look after them a bit better.
We'll look after them.
Yeah. So yeah, thank you, eggs.
But there we go. I think that'll do us for today. Hope you enjoyed listening.
Yep. If you have any thoughts on a world without eggs, you can contact us on our socials. The links are in the description.
Thank you very much for listening. That is actually the last episode of this current season, so we will be gone for a bit, but we will see you when we get back.
Yep, we will indeed.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.